Hey everybody, check this out. This story's pretty good. It's all about a bold outlaw. His name was Robin Hood. Now Robin was a wise outlaw. While he walked on ground, so courteous an outlaw was seldom ever found. Robin stood in the green wood and leaned against a tree, and by him stood Little John, a good yeoman was he, and also did good Scarlet and much the miller's son. Every inch of his body was worthy of a man. Then spoke Little John all under Robin Hood. Master, if you were dying soon, it'd do you a lot of good. Then spoke good Robin, to dine I have no wish, till I have some bold baron or some unknown guest, till I have some wealthy abbot that can pay for the best, or some knight or some squire that lives here in the west. Good habits then had Robin in the land where he stayed. Every day before he ate, three prayers would he say. The one in the worship of the Father, and another of the Holy Ghost. The third of our dear lady that he loved the most. Robin loved our dear lady for fear of deadly sin. He never would do company harm that any woman was in. Master, then said Little John, if we're to spread the board, tell us where we shall go and what we can afford. Where we shall take, where we shall leave, where we shall stay behind. Where we shall rob, where we shall kill, where we shall beat and bind. Not so much force, said Robin, we'll get enough somehow. But see that you do no husband harm that tills with his plow, nor any good yeoman that walks by Greenwood Hollow, nor any knight or squire that'll be a good fellow. These bishops and these archbishops, them should ye beat and bind. The High Sheriff of Nottingham, him hold ye in your mind. This word shall hold, said Little John, and this lesson we shall remember. It's late in the day, God send us a gift so we can get to our dinner. Take thy good bow in thy hand, said Robin, and let much go with thee, and also William Scarlet, and no man stay with me. And walk up to the Salis and down to Watling Street, and wait for some unknown guest that you may chance to meet. And be he earl or baron, abbot or knight or squire, bring him to me at the greenwood tree. His dinner shall be on the fire. Well, they went up to the Salis, these yeomen all three. They looked east, they looked west, no man did they see. But as they looked into the greenwood by a dark street, there came a knight riding. Him they soon did meet. All dreary was his countenance, and little was his pride. His one foot in the stirrup stood, the other hung beside. His hood hung over his eyes, he rode in simple array. A sorrier man than he was rode never on summer day. Little John was full courteous and got down on his knee. Welcome be ye, gentle knight, welcome are ye to me. Welcome be thou to the greenwood, young fella, knight and free. My master waits for you fasting, sir, all these hours three. Who is thy master? Said the knight. John said, Robin Hood? He's a good yeoman, said the knight. Of him I've heard much good. I grant, said he, to go with you, my brothers, all together. Though I had planned to dine today at Blythe or Doncaster. Forth then went this gentle knight in a sorrowful state. Tears ran out of his eyes and fell down by his face. They brought him to the lodge door, and when Robin did him see, full courteously he took off his hood and got down on his knee. Welcome, sir knight, said Robin, welcome art thou to me. I've waited for you fasting, sir, all these hours three. They washed together and wiped off and sat down to their dinner. Bread and wine they had plenty of, and the best parts of the deer. Swans and pheasants they had full good, and fowls of the river. They didn't leave out any little bird that ever was bred on briar. Eat up, Sir Knight, said Robin. Thank you, sir, said he. I haven't had such a dinner in all these weeks three. If ever I come again, Robin, here by this country, as good a dinner I'll make for thee as thou hast made for me. Thank you, Knight, said Robin, for my dinner, whenever I have it. I was never so greedy, my dear worthy guide. Food, I could take it or leave it. But pay ere you go, said Robin, I think it is good and right. 'Twas never the manner, my dear worthy guide, a yeoman to pay for a knight. I have nothing in my trunk, said the knight, that I may offer for shame. Little John, go look, said Robin, and don't leave out anything. Now tell me the truth, said Robin, so God will have pity on thee. I have no more than 10 shillings, said the knight, so God have pity on me. If thou hast no more, said Robin, I will not touch one penny. And if you have need of any more, more shall I lend thee. Go forth now, little John, and bring the truth to me. If there be no more than 10 shillings, not a penny shall I see. Little John spread his mantle out full fair upon the ground, and there he found in the knight's trunk only 1/2 pound. Little John let it lie full still and went to his master low. What tidings, John? Said Robin. Sir, the knight is true enough. Pour out the best wine, said Robin. The night shall begin. No wonder it seems to me thy clothing is so thin. Tell me one word, said Robin, it'll go no further than me. I think you were made a knight of nothing, or else of yeomanry. Or else you've been a sorry husband and lived in trouble and strife. A usurer or a lecher, said Robin, with wrong you've led your life. I'm none of those, by God that made me, said this gentle knight. 100 winters here before, my ancestors have been knights. But often it has happened, Robin, a man has been disgraced. But God that sits in heaven above may amend his state. Within these 2 years, Robin, my neighbors know it well. 400 pounds of good money I spent, not all of it on myself. And now I have no goods, said the knight. God has so arranged it. Just my children and my wife, till God decides to change it. In what manner then, said Robin, have you lost your riches? For my great folly, he said, and my little kindnesses. I have a son, Robin, that should have been my heir. When he was 20 winters old, in field he would joust full fair. He slew a knight of Lancaster and a squire bold, so to save him in his right, my goods I gathered and sold. My lands I mortgaged, Robin, until a certain day, to a wealthy abbot who lives near here in St. Mary's Abbey. What's the sum, said Robin? How much do you owe? Sir, he said, 400 pounds. The abbot wants his loan. And if you lose your land, said Robin, what will happen to thee? Hastily I will hurry, said the knight, over the salty sea, and see where Christ lived and died on the Mount of Calvary. Farewell, friend, and have a good day. It may no better be. Tears fell out of his eyes. He would have gone his way. Farewell, friend, and have a good day. I have no more to pay. Where are your friends? Said Robin. Sir, not one of them knows me now. When I was rich enough at home, great oaths to me they'd vow. And now they run away from me like beasts in a row. They take no more heed of me, as if they didn't know. For sorrow then wept little John and Scarlet and Much together. Pour out the best wine, said Robin, for here is a poor fella. Hast thou any friend, said Robin, that would thy sponsor be? I have none, then said the knight, but God that died on a tree. Do away with thy jokes, said Robin, there I'll find me none. Why, who would I have God borrow it from, Peter, Paul, or John? Nay, by him that made me and shaped both moon and sun. Find me a better sponsor, said Robin, or money get thou none. I have no other, said the knight, the truth for to say. Unless it be our dear lady, she never failed me to this day. By dear worthy God, said Robin, to search all England over, I never found for my money a much better sponsor. Come forth now, little John, and go to my treasure, and bring me 400 pounds, and see that it's well measured. Forth then went little John, and Scarlet went before. He counted out 400 pounds, about 28. Is this well measured? Said Much. John said, what grieveth thee? It's all to help that gentle knight that fell into poverty. Master, then said little John, his clothing is very thin. You must give the knight some good clothes to wrap his body in. For you have scarlet dyed deep in the green in many a rich array. Why, there's no merchant in merry England so rich, I dare well say. Take him 3 yards of every color and see that you measure it true. Little John took no other measure but his long bow of yew. At every handful that he met, he counted it a yard. What sort of a cloth measurer, said Much, do you think you are? Scarlet stood still and laughed, and said, by God Almighty, John may give him good measure, for it cost him but lightly. Master, then said Little John to gentle Robin Hood, you must give the knight a horse to carry home these goods. Take him that gray courser, said Robin, in a saddle new. He's our lady's messenger, God grant that he be true. And a good war horse, said Much, to maintain him in his right. And a pair of boots, said Scarlet, for he is a gentle knight. And what'll you give him, Little John, said Robin? Sir, a pair of gilded spurs, which all this company praise, will bring him out of hurt. When shall my day be, said the knight? Sir, thy will shall be. This day 12 months from now, said Robin, under this greenwood tree. But it would be a great shame, said Robin, a knight alone to ride, without squire, yeoman, or page, to walk by his side. I shall lend thee Little John, my man, and he shall be thy knave. In a yeoman's stead he may thee stand, if ever you have great need.